Frank Knapp with the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. Let's shift gears here a little bit. We've had you on the air before talking about Santee Cooper. You've been very outspoken in thinking that Santee Cooper should be sold. Santee Cooper, ironically, was a speed bump yesterday as far as getting a continuing resolution passed for the South Carolina budget, and now the House has to come back and vote on what the Senate voted on. It's convoluted. Obviously, you also did put out a missive just a couple of days ago as far as Santee Cooper is concerned and what should be done during this pandemic and during the shutdown. What are your thoughts on everything here?
Well, it was good timing you asked me to come on because we did not... This is going to happen yesterday at the State House. It was a disaster over there. The Santee Cooper issue held up the Senate until after 6 o'clock to passing some type of sine-die resolution. Now that you said the House has to come back and agree with. This is all about Santee Cooper. The House and Senate were negotiating for several days on this. They thought they had a deal on what this sine-die resolution, meaning what they can take up in the future after the official close of the General Assembly. Then it turned out that the Senate pulled the plug on it because a few state senators would not agree to for the instructions of addressing the Santee Cooper issue, whether they should be reformed or be sold until next year. And to do that, they had to limit what Santee Cooper could enter into regarding contracts, long-term contracts. Well, some of the senators down your way didn't like that at all. The object of the proponents of Santee Cooper and Santee Cooper itself is not to be reformed as they propose, but to simply let status quo exist. They do not want any changes to how they operate, and that is infuriating a lot of House members specifically. I'm sure you read the article in the state newspaper today where the Speaker of the House, Mr. Lucas, wrote a scathing letter to the Santee Cooper CEO, Mark Bosnell, and Board Chairman Dan Ray. In this one little quote, it is evident that Santee Cooper suffers from a broken corporate culture that is deeply ingrained in your leadership. It was interesting because somebody told me about what was going on yesterday, and a couple lines out of a song came to me, and you might remember the song. It was by The Who, and a song called Won't Get Fooled Again. The last two lines are, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we are today. Santee Cooper has not changed, even though they've changed people sitting in the chairs, management chairs. They're not transparent. They object. They block. They obstruct. They delay. And now, in the last couple of days, they actually were not telling the truth to legislators. And in fact, the speaker, the spokesperson for Santee Cooper wrote an email, basically saying to the state newspaper that yes, they made errors in an email that went out to legislators, claiming that there was some type of agreement agreed to by Central Electric that buys all the power from Santee Cooper for the co-ops, that there was some type of a deal that worked out and that Central Electric had approved it. And basically, the bottom line is none of that was true. And Molly Gore says in her email to the state, they were premature and presumptive comments. Well, how do you do that? How does the CEO of Santee Cooper write something that's simply not true and send it to the legislators other than for the purpose of misleading them and letting them do what they want in status quo? We believe it should be sold. We know that Santee Cooper is in now even deeper financial problem because of this this virus. We have businesses shutting down. We have manufacturing pushing off manufacturing or shutting down. All of those entities are cutting the power usage from Santee Cooper, meaning that money is not as much money not going to Santee Cooper. And the only way that Santee Cooper can pay its bills is through what their customers pay them or going deeper into debt, and they're already $6.8 billion in debt. We need to get rid of all that debt, sell it to a private utility. They'll take it off the table. They'll lower rates. There's a proposal to lower rates right now by 18% immediately. Santa Cooper is not going to be able to reduce rates when they're having cash flow issues themselves. So this reform plan is simply not going to happen, especially now in this economic environment. It's simply a promise that they cannot keep, even if they wanted to. So, again, General Assembly has got to come back. They have got to have a thorough debate about this and make a decision. And we hope that decision is to sell Santee Cooper, to take to a rate relief immediately for the ratepayers, and to take off that $6.8 billion of debt off the backs of the ratepayers.
All right, Frank, we got to run here. We're running a little bit late. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best place to go for the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce?
Well, they can just go on the Internet, South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. I'll give you our phone, 803-252-5733. They're welcome to give me a call, and thank you very much for this opportunity.
All right, Frank, appreciate you being back on with us here today. And like you said, timing was everything here today, so we appreciate it. Thanks.